Okay. That the drush today is a fascinating thing over here, because it involves what you're learning in yeshiva, all second seder. And it's a bomb shalom bomb. The word of Tzadik Gimel, let me tell you something over here. You should have learned it. You have to do with Ayin Ches. What's it then? A shepherd is allowed to leave the flock be'idna da'ayli enshi, lunchtime. Is the shepherd allowed to leave the flock? What's the ma'isa? What's the more maskana? Some person could leave, some person can't leave. Shemachin is allowed to leave. And even though the wolf ate the lamb, I don't care. I'm allowed to leave. Who can't leave? Shemesacha can't leave. Even lunchtime. Can't leave. While you're taking money, you can't leave. Now, pay attention now. Let's say he or Shemachinim left not lunchtime. You're not supposed to go. And then a lion ate up the sheep. And then we're going to touch the sheep now. The lion ate up the sheep. They made an estimate. Even if he'd be there, he couldn't save the sheep. He couldn't save the sheep. Is he chayv or not? What does Tosfos say? Tell us what Tosfos say. If he went when he's not supposed to go, Tosfos Shia, save a bonus. But if he left, who? The Shemesacha left. Shemachim is allowed to leave one time. Shemesacha not allowed to leave one time. Shemesacha not allowed to leave one time. And then he left, and the lion ate it up, and you assess he could not have saved it. Patu Achayim. It went lunchtime. Patu. Why did Patu? Zakhtit. A new cloud, as he says. Yeshlung moid mikan. What does he say? The loss of Gneva Veda. You heard about this. The loss of Gneva Veda. The Sefer Avinus, Potter. That's that. Beautiful. The what? Not only Chos Yom Shia, not Chos Egneva Vavedo. Now put in the Sefer Akasha. The Shulchan Aruch says, Skirus, give me a Skirus here. Are you allowed to let the animal climb a high hill? Yes or no? You're allowed to leave your animal climb a high hill?
No.
Right. Or when you cross a bridge, do you have to take them separately or together? What's it in?
One by one.
One by one, or they take them together? What's it in? You don't know? Right. Shemachinam could take him together. Like he does his own. Shemesach has to take him how?
One by one.
What?
One by one.
One by one. Shemesach. Oh, he took them together, this guy. The Shemesach, he did Avera. He went against the deal. He took them together across the bridge. And it fell off. No, that's Mamash Deva Veda, it's Chayiv. Let's say he took them together and he got nervous and he grabbed the sheep. He grabbed very tight one of them, and that sheep broke his grip and fell off and died. Oinus, Mamash Oinus. A little sheep. Broke his grip. In other words, he took them together, or he took them on the hill. You're not supposed to. And he got nervous. I'm going to make a good shmira now. He got nervous. He got a good shmira now. He grabbed it tight. And he broke his grip. It's like the Rambam. It's like the Nesiris. It's like the Nesiris. As Ram disagrees with the cloud, philosophy of Gneva Veda, taking it together or on the hill is Gneva Veda. She said, when is this Potter? Also, my deer, I'm called the pshia. It's not pshia, what is it? And it's an avedah. So I want to tell you something very interesting. A very, very important Rambam for your life. It's the last Rambam in Kriyas. It's on this Sedra. The more quotes part of the Pasuk. Listen. Here. Chayin chayiv o every worker lavoid b'chol koichoy. A worker has to work for his boss b'chol koichoy. Sharei yachiv a tzadik omar ki b'chol koichoy avadati esavichem v'fikach notol schar zois. Right. B'chol koichoy, that's why he cannot take them. That's why he cannot take a walk and leave. Right. Chol koichi, he can't walk lunchtime. And on the side they say, I'm Babakama, Sadgimon Bez. Before I explain, I'll tell you a story. My brother Oliver Shalom is an interesting person, very generous. Anyway, he lived near Satam Yeshiva in Knossi. And he goes in and he calls all the boys together. Takes a $100 bill. $100 bill. Right. The Rambam says, Shayakir Batzadik, or Mazi Sedro, Kol Koichi, or Valati Savichen. You can't take a walk. Anyway, Yakir Batzadik. Now, Chazal say, many Chazal, Yosef Batzadik. He was called a Tzadik, he was only been the son of his nose. Yeah. Where did one make up his Yahoo? Who said he was a Tzadik, Yaakov? $100. Now, I give 100 aguros. 100 aguros. Who said Yaakov was a Tzadik? So Yaakov a Tzadik! Let me see in the back, anybody talk about this? Yosef is a Tzadik. Yaakov is a Tzadik. You see, he's a tzaddik. It's hard to think he's a tzaddik. I know he's a lamdan. Yaakov was a lamdan. Right. Oh, Yosef Yeholim, tzaddik. What's a tzaddik doing in Yeholim? 1 second. In the back of the Rambam. Franco, let's see. So a Satan boy got up and said from the Sedra, the stones were arguing. Or lie, Yaniach. Tzadik Hazes Roishoy. You got $100. Did I hear that? There's nothing in this Rambam. It's terrible. Yeah? Yeah, or lie, Yaniach. Tzadik Hazes Roishoy. Getting back to over here. So why did Chosim Ipshi? It's Per Gimel. Here, he went on the hill and he grabbed him and he broke out of the grip. To the serious head of the kasha. It's a very good teretz. A beautiful teretz. And Kivega, I'll tell you my teretz. My teretz is the following. Hashem himself has paid money to take him separately, right? What did he do? What's Pshak Neiv Aveda? Neiv Aveda is Neiv Aveda or turns into a Pshia? For Hashem is Sochet to Pshia. Right, for Hashem is Sochet to Pshia. Oh no! So I want to see the difference. If it's more Shmir on the Chefza, taking it separately together, not letting go on the hill, what's that? What's that name of Aveda? For Hashem is Sochet to Pshia. Better Shmir in the Chefza. For you, it's a pshia. Mashain Kane, not walking in lunchtime. That's not a question of better shmira. That, and the gavra, can't take off lunchtime. That's Kneva Veda. Now, if he violated the better shmira, and that turns into pshia, he's chayv on oinus. Why? Because that's a pshia. It turns into a pshia. Mashen came. He walked home lunchtime. That's not a pshia. That is gneiv aveda. That does not turn into a. That's potter bonus. That's what Rambam calls taking him separately and together. Calls that pshia. And hear my vart over here. I'll give you an example. The Rashi says gneiv aveda for shem achinam turns into what? Onus, Rashi. Turns onus. So gneiv aveda for shem asacha turns into a pshia. Turns how? And the gavu and the heftzer. If it should have been a better shmira, like the hill, not go on the hill, don't let him go on the hill, fall off. B'shem asacha. That's a pshia. It's in the heftzer. Or take him in separately on the bridge. If you don't, that's a pshia. I shemachin is part of, I know. But gneiv aveda turns it into a pshia. On karka will be chayiv. Gneiv aveda chayiv on karka. If it turns into a pshia, chayiv on karka. Mashenkin, lunchtime. He has to forget about lunchtime. That's gneiv aveda. And he didn't. So it does not turn into a pshia. Therefore, the Tosfos is part of. Good? Don't like it, too bad on you. Now, getting back to over here, this pasuk says a worker has to work. And what you said over here, this schedule, a worker has to work b'chol koychoi, b'chayiv lavoi b'chol koychoi. So Yaakov at tzadik, Omar. And this said, "B'chol koychi, ovadti esavichem." All your koyach. Whoa! Now comes that you have a siddur or pirkei avos. A worker who's paid, right? Who's paid, right? He's paid chol koicho. There's a Mishnah, end of second parak in Avos. Listen to the Mishnah over here. Rav Tarfin says miyach v'nistalik. Wonders. Rav Tarfin, Omer. A very dangerous Mishnah over here. Hayoim kotzar. It's a very short day. Today's a short day. Life is a short. Hayom kotzar. V'amalocha meruba. He goes on learning. Arucha malocha meruba. A short day. V'amalocha meruba. And you are lazy. V'apoyelim atzelim. Hasocha harbe. V'balabayis. Boychek, he's threatening you. You're threatened. We're all workers. Everyone is a worker. And you're being supported. You had breakfast today? Right. You had breakfast today? You did. You're being supported. You're a shema sachar. She says, Balbais Doichek. Threatening. So what do you have to do when you learn? What do you have to do when you learn? Behold! Koichai. And if you don't, whoa. And if you don't, that's very scary. So they're gonna beat me up for not knowing Hoshas? Don't worry. Who are you? I'm a loyal lech, I'm a lech ligmor. But, the loyal to Ben Chayrin to say, I won't do it, the no schar. No. You have no choice in the matter. You have no choice, no choice. So this is very important to know. Each one of you is a worker. It's more an erev and a non pile of the yom anan. You're put down on this earth with a salary. Right. With a salary. You have nice glasses? Right. Someone paid for that besides your father. Right. You are showing us you are poyo. And you're chayiv, lovely, b'chol koicho. And the day is very short. And the Torah is very big. But the Baal HaBayis is threatening. See that? So you can't. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't take a Coke and put your legs up on the shtender as long as your brain is working your head off. Understand? But not taking it easy. No easy way out. Correct. I see a Gemara. Have a kasha. Love Dafka. And the next Gemara. Right. No way like that. You have to have a whole koichoi. You got to work your head off. Right. You got to work your head off. That's what you call Chitira Melo Matara. Otherwise, that's the Pashmachul Kaisai. You are a worker. You're not a free bird over here. Correct. It says that Hashem took you out of the Mitzrayim. Avodaihem. He didn't free you. Right. What happened? Avodaihem. You are my slaves now. And chayiv lavoi, b'chol koichoi. Hear that? A worker has to work b'chol koichoi. Like in Israeli offices. Tea the whole day. Correct. No. That's not. No, we have to. Or with some cuddling with a coffee room. Right. Chayiv, you're a worker. This seder over here is earth shattering. Yaakov Avinu. First he worked for Shem Vayvan in sleep, 14 years. Of course he has to sleep. It means. Nothing extra. And then he worked for Lavan. And that's the pasuk in the Sedra. Chayiv Lavan b'chol koichoi. If you're paid. And that's why he's chayiv if he walks in lunchtime. What lunchtime over here? Correct? Correct. Unless you have to have it. Your body can't take going straight. Right. So you should have a seder lunchtime for the kiyas. And b'chol koichoi. B'chol koichoi. You don't take it easy. I've seen Bachram that never took it easy. Bachram never took it easy. Nice. Looks really Klein. Amazing. When does he eat? Right? Doesn't take it easy. You ever see lunchtime, Robert Klein? Huh? And I see people never took it seriously. Right? Never took it seriously. Especially Iluyim. Very Iluyim. Because they have very good heads, so they fit up fast. But they missed the boat. I have my Megad, is about the names. There's a big, I'll tell you, Hill, you never heard of him anyway, Hill Zox. Right, he's Nifta already, it's years ago. He's an Eloy, a boy of Eloy. So Blaib Malin met him. And Blaib says to Hill Zox, I heard you're a big Eloy. So Hilzak says, is that a mile or a chasarin? So Blay Malon says, of course a chasarin. And she tossed it nasty. Yeah. Of course it's a chasarin. Because why the chasarin? Usually the eel it catches right away. It thinks it has it all. You know what I mean? But I'll show you an interesting thing. I'm finishing it now. Right. I heard it from the Rav, no one else. And by a plain lamdan, he asked him, I learned a sugya. I have a good solid shot. Good, go further. Everybody will tell you that. Listen carefully to me, you're hearing it now. The Rav would say in his fancy English, we will exhaust all logical possibilities. Get that? Exhaust all logical possibilities. Having one good shot? No! Not good enough. Eight? Not good enough. All logical possibilities. That's your chiyuv. Get that? That's b'chol koichoi. He had a lot of koyach. Right. I remember, and you repeat again and again, when Chutzpahnik said, Rebbe, you repeat yourself 12 times. He said, you're making a mistake. You didn't understand. These were 12 different answers. These were 12 different answers. Okay. The whole Kaichai has sweat bullets. He has sweat bullets. Do a bottom like that. Right. Do a bottom like that. As a matter of fact, there's one guy, I make a tznai that you say, by if I'm a Sarah Kedushin, you have to say, by the Kabbalah's poem, you got to say a piece of Torah. There's one guy, he got married specially to say the piece of Torah. That's why he got married.